This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. One of the joys of summer monsoon, other than the rain itself, I mean, rain in a semi-arid land and drought is surely a joy, but one of the joys for me, at least around our place near the banks of the Ojolote, is all the toads. Oh my gosh, an abundance of toads. We have an abundance of toads. We got the Great Plains toad. We got the Woodhouse toad. Sometimes I find the little green toad, and we've got Couch's spadefoot, which technically isn't a toad, but celebrates rain and puddles just like a true toad. True toads have bumpy skin and a large gland. On true toads, you find a large gland behind each eye. That's the parotid gland. I was wondering, I bet you have the giant Sonoran toad, or what we used to call the Colorado River toad. They've got huge parotid glands. But if you look a true toad in the eye, you'll notice that its pupil is horizontal. Spadefoots don't have parotid glands, and they've got nice smooth skin. And if you look them in the eye, you'll see a vertical pupil, just like your kitty cat. Yep, it's true. So toads and spadefoots gather in rain puddles and pools to breed. Males call to females. You know, males clasp on to females, which stimulates her to lay eggs, which the male fertilizes. And that clasping is called amplexus. There is pectoral amplexus, like the giant Sonoran toad uses the shoulder hug, and pelvic amplexus. The spadefoots like that. They prefer that pelvic amplexus position. Yes, they do. As you can imagine, amplexus in a puddle can be slippery, and so male spadefoots, these Couch's spadefoot toads, develop nuptial pads on their front feet for firm clasping. How cute. Couch's spadefoot spent almost all its life underground or under something, and Couches have little black spades on each back foot for digging. It's true. So spadefoots are underground, and now we cue the thunder, lightning, and rainfall, and they emerge from the earth, and puddles and tanks fill with calling and mating spadefoots, an orgy of amphibian sex. Eggs are fertilized. Tadpoles develop in a day. And if the puddle lasts 10 to 14 days, tadpoles become froglets. And yikes, they shout, we have legs, and scurry off. Male spadefoots have a wonderful call. It sounds like it sounds like a young goat or a young lamb, right? It was like, ah, ah. Do you ever wonder what that means? Ah, ah. Means I love you. Means I care. I want to clasp you round your pelvis and fertilize those eggs everywhere. We've been in the ground for a long time, waiting for this very special day. When the rain starts to fall and puddles start to form, honey, you know I'm on my way. Now, darling, you've eyes like a feline and skin so smooth and so soft. And if my nuptial pads are working, I'll clasp you so tight. Honey, you know I won't fall off. Means I love you. Means I care. I want to clasp you round your pelvis and fertilize those eggs everywhere. I hope this puddle lasts a long time so our tadpoles can make it like we done. Because when the sun comes out and the puddle disappears, gonna wish that they had legs so they can run. Now, don't you just love the monsoon with new puddles almost every night? So if we mess up, we'll get another chance. We'll do this till we get it right. Means I love you. Means I care. I want to clasp you around your pelvis. Elvis and fertilizes eggs everywhere. Do you know this fellow named Mosquiti? He's weird, but the desert he does love. I wish he'd stop singing about amplexus and end his growing native. Means I love you. Means I'm in love. And yes, I'm Petey Mosquiti. And this has been Growing Native. And yes, I'm Petey Mosquiti. And this has been Growing Native.